Sims, welcome back to Amici Characters X Listener. This is a Bakugo X Read Listener, created by Electric Wolfie 101. They asked me in an email to read one of the stories they had created. So yeah, let's get started. My own POV. Fuck, Monday. I hate Mondays. I dragged myself out of bed and practically crawled towards the calendar. Let's see, I look at today's box. 13 of February. Fridge cleaning, groceries, first day of UA. How could I have forgotten? I threw myself towards my wardrobe and almost hit the wall as I opened the doors and pulled out a navy blue skirt and white shirt. I put them on and grabbed my lucky ribbon. I tie my hair up in a low ponytail and spring into the kitchen. I see my mom making pancakes. She only cooked pancakes on special occasions. She obviously remembered. I picked up a plate with three pancakes on it. I decided that I would have jam and cream. My favorite. It took a while for me to notice Jiro staring at me like I was crazy or something. I looked down at my plate and noticed all my pancakes were gone. It had only been about 5 seconds since I sat down. I had already finished my breakfast. I was still so hungry, so I grabbed a pear and chucked it in my mouth. As I grabbed my bag, I yelled to my mom. I have no idea what this is. Okay, we're gonna skip that. I start at the door when Jiro grabbed me by the shoulder and says, YN, it's only 7 a.m. School doesn't start until 8. I internally facepalmed and flopped down on the couch. Time skip. As I walk through the gates of UA, I instantly notice something magic about the place. It's so big. I look around and find my locker. I check my bag in and grab my phone. I close my locker and lean against it. I began to text my friend. Oh, how do you say that? Oh my god. Ophelia. I think that's how you say it. Ophelia, who lived next door to me. Wyan, yo, I made it. Ophelia, really? Wyan, yep, this place is fucking huge. Ophelia, dang bitch, you're so lucky. Wyan, yeah, I know. Ophelia, so, what class are you in? Wyan, 1A, I think, lol. I don't really read the timetable. Ophelia, oh, okay, lol. YN, lol. YN, first period starts, YN. Gotta go. Ophelia, oh man, see you later, bestie. I put down my phone and chuck it in my locker. I began to walk to class 1A and get bored. I grab my headphones and play my music player. Oh my god. Put on my headphones and my music player. I cannot speak today. I didn't sleep last night, and I know you guys are gonna yell at me. I know I need to sleep. I call it my music player, but it's really my dad's spare phone that he let me use. I turn on my playlist and begin to hum along with the melody. The song switches to Run Away by... Oh my god, I can't speak today. So hard. English. Run Away by Aurora. Pretty sure that's how you say it. I cannot speak today. When I walk into the classroom, there weren't too many people in there, but I immediately noticed a boy with spiky blonde hair. He was yelling at a boy with green hair. The boy with green hair begins to cry. And that's where I drew the line. Hey, punk, I yelled at the top of my lungs. I threw a scrunched up ball of paper at the back of his head. The boy with blonde hair freezes. I could tell this is about to get real messy. The boy turned around to see his face. The boy turns around and I see his face. It's completely red. I could see the veins bulging out of his neck. I smirk and stick my tongue out at him. "What did you say, little shit?" He lunges towards me, but I duck out of the way in time. "You gotta be better than that if you want to deal with some real damage, Buster. I can practically see steam coming out of his ears. He lunges towards me again, and I duck again. He misses me by a mile. I laugh and say, "Go eat worms, bitch." He mumbles furiously under his breath, but sits down at his desk, realizing he obviously can't defeat me. Bakugo POV. I couldn't believe I was giving up, but I had no choice. She was too good. I could have gone on for hours, but I would have never even got a single hit on her. I looked up at her with a pissed expression on my face. She smirked and walked over to Deku. They began to talk, and he hugged her. She honestly looked kind of uncomfortable. I shrugged it off and got out my book. I couldn't help but look at her every few minutes. It was almost as if she was a magnet, and my eyes couldn't look away. I snapped out of it and continued working, but the thought of her was leeching in my mind. "Ugh, snap the fuck out of it, Katsuki," I internally yelled at myself. I slapped myself, and everyone in the room stared at me. "What are you looking at, dweebs?" I screamed. They all suddenly went back to what they were doing. I started to sketch in my book. Nobody knows I like to draw, and I like to keep it that way. But I practically asked for it. Wayan walked up to my desk and looked at my drawing. Wayan POV. I walked over to the blonde-haired boy, noticing he's kind of zoned out. I looked at what he was doing and sees hundreds of sketches. I see one of me. "What? Why would he draw me?" I tap on his shoulder. "Hi, Goldilocks," I say sarcastically. He looks up and goes red in the face, but he doesn't look angry, more like embarrassed. "Go away, bitch," he mumbles. I snatch his book and start flipping through the pages. I see five more sketches of me and drawings of other stuff. I'm really surprised by the amount of detail put into these. He snatches the book out of my hand and glares at me. I giggle and say, "Those are really good, dude." I put a sincere look on my face to make myself more believable. He looks down and says, "Thanks, but tell anyone about this and you're dead. Dead meat." His face goes a little red again. I giggle and say, "Don't worry about it. I swear on my life I won't tell a soul." I even crossed my heart. He scuffed and continued to sketch. I assumed that was the end of the conversation and walked away. I sat down in the seat next to him and gave him a wave while smiling. He glanced at me before quickly looking away. Time skip. I walk out of the classroom and enter the cafeteria. There were so many students here. I decided to just have rice and curry. I sat down at a table by myself. I decided to take a look at my old sketchbook I made. It appeared in front of me and flipped through. I made it appear in front of me and flipped through it. I saw a lot of cringy old stuff. But honestly, I was mad. Oh my god. But honestly, I had mad skills back then. I found the halfway through the book of drawings. I found that halfway through the book of drawings, I stopped. I decided to draw something. I drew drew a heart tangled in purple and blue thorns. I felt someone sit next to me, but didn't look up to see who it was. I just continued to draw. Slowly but surely, I rediscovered my talent and passion for drawing. "Hi there," someone screamed in my ear. I fell off my chair screaming. I opened my eyes and saw a girl with pink skin hunched over me. She held out a hand and helped me up, and I took it. "My name is Mina Ashiro," said the girl. Wayan Ellen, I replied. We shook hands and sat back down at the table. The girl was really pretty, but she looked like an alien, in a good way. She had pink hair and skin, and had small yellowish horns. We talked for a bit until she brought up the subject of my drawings. Apparently, she had seen them. My face felt hot, and I knew it was blush. Knew I was blushing. She nudged my shoulder. "You're really good, Wayan. You know that, right? I shrugged. Honestly, I thought I was pretty bad at drawing. But she seemed really sincere. "What class are you in?" she asked. 1A, I replied. "Oh my god, me too," Mina squealed. I told her I hadn't seen her last session, but we decided to sit next to each other. Although something was telling me I wanted to sit somewhere else. I just don't know where. Time skip. School is finally over, and I began to walk home, when I felt someone grab my shoulder. "Mina, stop. You aren't scaring me that easily," I say. Silence surrounds me. The grip of the hand on my shoulder tightened. I looked behind myself to see the blonde-haired boy, and he looked pissed. He grabbed my wrist and dragged me behind the school, where he pins me against the wall. Bakugo POV. As I drag her behind the school, I start screaming to myself, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you dragging her here?" As I pin her against the wall, I felt my body temperature rise fast. My hands felt all sweaty, and my face was hot. I feel my face locked in a really pissed expression. I snap back to reality and look down at Wayan. She had a look of pure terror plastered on her face. Her whole body is pale, and she's shaking. I get ready to punch her face, but my hands didn't take the hit. Why won't I move? I want to hit her, but my hand won't work. I instantly lower my clenched fist and walk away. I suddenly freeze. "Bakugo?" is all I say before I... What? Sorry, what? I suddenly freeze. "Bakugo" is all I say before I walk out of the gates and continue towards my house. That just confused me, but okay. Ryan POV. He just let me go. And didn't... Why did he say his name? Why did he say that name? Was it his name? Why didn't he let me go? Why did he let me go? I had about 1,000 thoughts spinning in my mind. I was just frozen there, trying to process what happened. Suddenly, I snapped back to reality when Mina yelled at me. "Yo, Mayan, what are you doing back here?" I giggled and went to join my friend. That is the end of the chapter. I will read the second chapter some other time. I'll probably make another story today, possibly, depending if I can read later. Anyways, have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.